The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page.
Stars, they come and go. They come fast, they come slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. All you see is glory. But it gets lonely there when there's no one there to share. You can shake it away. If you hear a story,
these were the first lines of the Janice Ian song Nina Simone sang that night in 1976. It's all recorded in a video which started recirculating a few years ago. Before she started the song, she asked the audience whether anyone had seen her friend. Some in the audience thought she may have been having a breakdown, looking sad and seeming upset. She continued asking for her friend and then explained, "David Bowie is my dear friend. If David Bowie were here, he would tell me he was here." Simone had been having a difficult time back then with her career on the downslide. Time magazine wrote that 2 years before, she had largely stopped performing and recording, and she was facing charges from the IRS. It Is Finished, as the title of her live album in 1974, reflected her troubles. The most prevalent view was that she was being tremendously harassed by the government. Andrew Young had said at the time, she didn't even know David Bowie. She'd never met him. But then her daughter had asked her to take her to a David Bowie concert at Madison Square Garden. A week after that, Simone had stopped by a nightclub. Bowie and his small entourage would arrive at the same nightclub later. Not knowing Bowie personally, Simone was on her way out when Bowie stopped her and asked her to sit down next to him. He may have read or heard the rumors about her being depressed and even being called crazy for her erratic behavior. They talked briefly. Then he asked her for her phone number. Simone figured such a big star as Bowie was back then, and the fact that her star was diminishing, well, he was just being polite and he would never call. But he called her that night around 3 a.m. According to Simone, he said, "The first thing I want you to know is that you're not crazy. Don't let anyone tell you you're crazy, because where you're coming from, there are very few of us out there." For a month, he called her every night and they would talk for hours, according to Time. Then he paid her a visit, telling her she was gifted and encouraged her to continue singing. "Your genius overshadows the money," he told her. He also explained to her that he wasn't a genius like her, but he worked at his success and he just got lucky. What Bowie was affirming for Nina was her true calling as an artist, a sensibility that he could recognize as something different from that of a pop star. At a period of such turbulence, it was a lift that she needed, according to writer Alan Light, the author of What Happened to Miss Simone, a biography. In 1976, as a tribute to Simone, Bowie would record for his own album Simone's version of Wild as the Wind. This was the only cover song released by Bowie during this period of his career, according to James E. Perrone, author of The Words and Music of David Bowie. Bowie would later say that Simone's version, quote, "really affected me. I recorded it as an homage to Nina." Simone would return to the recording studio in 1978. She would be diagnosed with bipolar disorder in the late 1980s. Then she moved to Europe. The Peace Page has honored Nina Simone before, but this story is for David Bowie, about strangers uplifting each other, like many people do on this page.
Love me.
Bowie, of course, became one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, acclaimed by both critics and musicians. He remained musically active until his death of liver cancer on January 10, 2016. It was only 2 days after his 69th birthday. Not many people outside of their inner circle knew Bowie had been courageously battling cancer for the past 18 months. His producer, Tony Visconti, said of his passing, "He always did what he wanted to do, and he wanted to do it his way, and he wanted to do it the best way." His death was no different from his life, a work of art. He was an extraordinary man, full of love and life. He will always be with us. For now, it is appropriate to cry. Simone never forgot David Bowie's kindness, remembering him that night in 1976. She would say later of Bowie, "He's got more sense than anybody I've ever known. It's not human. David ain't from here." Bowie's wife, Iman, would say, "Sometimes you will never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory." As Bowie would himself say, "Make the best of every moment."
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition
1.
And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. This story was posted on the John S. Randall Facebook page on January 10th, 2020. You can find that, just look up John, J-O-N, S. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, on Facebook. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my co-producer, Dave Leon. Thank you for listening.
I think my spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much.
The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page.